The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right. Ty Bollinger is with me. TMB, RSB together again as we are each and every Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty, how are you, my friend? Do I have Ty with me? we're working the angles here, trying to get the audio so I can hear Ty.
Hey, can you hear me now?
He's back. He's
all right.
Back.
Yeah. We're having some issues here before the show, but hopefully we're on now. I said I'm doing fine here, RSB, but having a hard time with the Wednesday thing. I haven't heard that since probably high school.
Wednesday. What does that Wednesday. Mean anyway?
I don't know, now, but you're pronouncing all the syllables properly, though.
Yeah, it's like now it's all hump day.
Yeah.
So, but we have a good time when we get together, of course. Were you able to listen to any of Dr. Professor Hooker last hour? And we had Mike Adams call in on that issue. Obviously, we do want to talk a little more about that. I mean, stunning what's being revealed out of the CDC now.
Yeah, just blatant outright fraud being revealed, and it's being confirmed by a whistleblower. But yeah, I did listen to the section with Brian Hooker and also the call in by the Health Ranger, or as I call him, the Snake Wrangler, but Mike Adams. But yeah, that was good input that Mike had, because I agree completely with him. What this is potential targeting of African Americans, genocide, eugenics agenda. I mean, when you look at the Planned Parenthood, you know, you look at the vaccines. Were the CDC scientists potentially quiet because it was African Americans that were being targeted? Well, that's a good question that Mike had. It makes sense that might have had something to do with it. I don't know, but we know for sure that Planned Parenthood, that at the roots of Planned Parenthood was a eugenics agenda with Margaret Sanger. There's no doubt she was a well-known eugenicist, and she founded what became Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, well, exactly, and we've covered that with Liam Sheff as well. In the whole history, these official stories that you never hear about, you just assume it's for this just nice, airy-fairy reason for being, and then you find out there's some dark agenda that originated these things, and that's what we're manifesting now, or observing it being made manifest in the damage and harm and death of children needlessly, in my opinion, based on lies and deceit and fraud and holding back data or evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's all that it is. Holding back evidence that results in a child dying is the equivalent to murder in my book. I mean, I don't know how you can get around that, but we're finding out that that's what's been going on. And, you know, back to Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. I mean, I think I was talking to Liam about this about a year ago when we co-hosted your show together. But one of the quotes that I've got in my Monumental Myths books is from Margaret Sanger to an African-American pastor that was on her side. I don't know why he was on her side, but she tells him, we don't want the word to get out. We don't want the Negro population to know that we want to exterminate them. So it was a clear racist eugenics agenda with Planned Parenthood, and I think it's being continued potentially in CDC.
Mm. Well, I mean, these are let's say the uglier side of life on planet Earth. And, you know, we also talk about things that are great with great joy, and we talk about healing and bringing that healing. So we're not overlooking that. But obviously today we're acknowledging some really horrific revelations. And if you're longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you know Ty Bollinger for years, you've read his books, this is no surprise to you. But perhaps it's something that will wake up your neighbors. Yeah, on yesterday's show, I don't know if you heard this, Ty, we talked about a study that showed that having good neighbors is actually good for your heart. less heart attacks. And I thought, how long will it be before the FDA, you know, shuts down your neighbors for being, you know, unapproved new drugs that prevent heart attacks? It's just, we live in a crazy world in America.
Yeah, we really do. And, yeah, not to be overly serious, but it is something that we need to consider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we with the current events going on with the shooting there in Ferguson outside of St. Louis, you've got the protest up there. You've got, of course, it's a he said, she said. I don't know what happened, and no one really knows. All you know is what they're telling us on the news, which I tend not to believe. So I don't know what happened. But, you know, if you're looking at people saying that it was racism behind the shooting, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. I don't know that particular instance, but when we look at, you know, look at the history of hemp, Robert. We talk about this all the time. One of the reasons that it was outlawed was because of a racist agenda. I mean, the people that were responsible for outlawing hemp, Anslinger, who was Secretary of the Treasury, I think. And one of the quotes that I remember about Anslinger was he's talking about the fact that, and he was one of the ones behind the laws that made hemp illegal. He said something like there's 500,000 marijuana smokers in the U.S., and most of them are Negroes and Hispanics. And one of the problems with marijuana is that it causes white women to seek out relationships with Negroes and Hispanics.
Yeah, this was the kind of the racist propaganda that was being foisted on the public to get people to not like this plant that God created.
Right. Right. So should it be surprising to us if they're using racism to bait other things today? I mean, of course not. This has been going on for a long time, and there's no end in sight. So I guess the reason I bring that up is always look for the underlying reasons why something might be happening. And so you look at the what Mike was talking about with the CDC. Why would they withhold that information? Well, you know, that's definitely a possibility. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And this is not to disavow the reality that on one level, they don't care what color you are. They'll allow your child to be harmed and injured by vaccines, as we see many affluent whites, upper middle class, being subjected to the vaccine schedule, and their kids are falling into the autism spectrum as well. So on one level, it goes beyond that to a global depopulation context.
I agree completely. They are equal opportunity to destroyers. There's no doubt. It doesn't matter to them your color. They want a lot of people dead. No doubt about it.
Yeah, now there is a story, I could hardly pronounce it at the end of last hour because I had to say obstetricians or obstetrics. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says vaccinations help both mother and baby. And this is, I believe, an OBGYN PSYOP flu shot op, basically. We want to continue the gravy train of flu shots going into these women, of course, with 25 micrograms of mercury, because unless you specifically request it, you're not getting a mercury-free flu shot. And even if you are, there's aluminum and other things that are very disconcerting to a healthy mom and a healthy developing baby.
Right. I mean, Robert, this is one of the most absurd articles I've seen in a while. Vaccination helps mother and baby. You're right. Unless you request it, you're going to have mercury in the vaccine, Tamiflu. The Cochrane collaboration of 2006 showed unequivocally that flu shots do not help babies under the age of 2 years. Period. End of story. That's what it showed. It showed that that they are worthless for babies that are under 2 years. So I guess that, well, I mean, maybe if they consider the fetus not a baby, they'd get around that wording there. But it certainly appears to me that when you take Tamiflu at 250 times the EPA's allowable limit in one shot, it's certainly going to do some kind of harm, especially when the blood-brain barrier of the fetus is not developed yet.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Again, it builds on the story with Brian Hooker and what has happened here at the CDC and the medical institutions. They've circled the wagons for profit in many cases. Now, on the levels below the Gerberdings of the world, the higher ups, the heads of these things, then everybody else is talking about, I want to keep my job. Because they find out very fast if they stick their head up, they're going to get it slapped down. And if they continue and persist, they're done for, which is to some degree maybe why this whistleblower did not speak out too loudly in 2004. Now he's waited until 2013 and 14 to speak with Brian Hooker and help him out and validate all the things, probably due to pangs of consciousness and guilt.
Yeah, no doubt, Robert. The same reason that we have a lot of physicians that potentially are doing things that they wish they didn't have to do, but if they didn't do them, if they talk about them, or if they buck the system, they'll lose their job, they'll lose their license, they'll be disbarred, or whatever. Not disbarred. That's legal.
for the lawyers, yes.
Right, but so you see what I mean, though. I mean, I think it's the same fear of losing your status, losing your job, losing your home, whatever, that is pervasive in a lot of different areas of modern healthcare, where we're doing things to patients, to people that are terminal, to mothers, to infants, that we know we shouldn't be doing. The doctors know it. The people that are on the CDC doing the research know it, but they're afraid of, they're afraid of being destitute on the street.
Yeah, and of course, the value system, we come back to the issue of values, wherever you're originating it or finding it. The fact of the matter is, when you value your ability to maintain a certain status or stature over the protection and sanctity of life, you've traded something that you can't buy it back. I mean, and this guy, maybe, I'm speculating here, is trying to regain some semblance of humanity, knowing what he has done by being, let's say, complicit in the cover-up at CDC.
Yeah. Well, I admire him. When we were up there in Asheville, real quick, I know we got a break coming up, but when we were in Asheville, I met up with a woman who came up, actually, Charlene, and we started talking with her, found out she was an ex-pharmaceutical rep for 10 years or so,
right,
was making huge money taking drugs to market, and then she watched a movie about how the drugs are killing people, and she just, overnight, she just said, I can't do this anymore, and now they've started a nonprofit charity to try to help people get the appropriate natural cancer treatment, and, gave up all the status, all the cars, the money, everything, because she's doing what's right now. And her name's Tara, and I really admire her, and so does Charlene. She was a really nice lady that we met in Asheville.
Yeah, absolutely. I love spotlighting those folks. And if you know of somebody that needs to be spotlighted in that way for good works, if they've abandoned the evil doers of Big Pharma and have come on over to the light side, we want to hear from them. We're going to hear from you. 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. We also have, of course, TMB hooked up in the show notes, as we do each and every week. His books, including Cancer Step Outside the Box, and our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. They're linked up right now in the show notes. Yeah. CancerTruth.net. Of course, we've got some more updates on the Truth About Cancer series. I got my transcripts and my DVDs. Do you? And if you don't, we'll have to tell you how you can get them when they're available again. We'll ask Ty about that. We've got some questions of the day as well. So stick around, and we've got lots more healing to do. It is Outside the Box on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro, the most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Coming up, what are you going to do? Hopefully you go to Cancer Control Society's annual convention. Studio City right there outside of Universal City, Universal Studios there, Sheraton. Ty Bollinger will be there. TMB will be there. Dr. Newsom will be there. And I'm excited to have Ty connect with Dr. Newsom and check it out and do some video for the next series of The Truth About Cancer.
Yeah, are you going to be there, RSB? We haven't talked about it.
I'm still awaiting. I haven't ruled it out completely. But it's like as I get closer, I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. But at the moment I hear you're the first guy, I'm going, hey, Ty, I'm going to be there. So I'm hoping so. But, of course, the next weekend we'll all be together in Chesapeake outside of Washington, D.C. with Jonathan Emord and lots of other people. We've got a big awards ceremony, and that's going to be awesome. So we'll
do
some more.
That's going to be great, man. I'm really looking forward to that. I know Mike Adams, Health Ranger, is going to be up there. It's going to be great, and it's going to be exciting for you. You're getting an award. Nancy's going to be able to accompany you, so that's going to be a really sweet weekend. I'm looking forward to that. The weekend before Cancer Control Society that we're speaking about, I got some new interviews here, RSB, to tell you about. So, Dr. Brzezinski interviewed in July, but while I'm up there at CCS, I get to interview Dr. Brad Weeks, who's a medical doctor out of Seattle.
Nice.
And then Dr. Newsom, who you who you hooked me up with.
Excellent.
And then before we get there, we're going to fly the night before we go to L.A. We're flying to Detroit to interview Dr. David Brownstein about the thyroid, iodine.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of research into cancer, especially thyroid cancer, and he's really into hormones and that kind of thing, and he's right on board with the medical mafia, so that's going to be an interesting conversation that I have with him. At CCS, I'm going to get a chance to interview Bob Wright, who is the head of the American Anti-Cancer Institute out of Seattle. It's Oregon.
Okay, out of Oregon,
Also Dr. Ben Johnson, right? The only medical doctor that was in The Secret, the movie The Secret. Nice. He's really into thermograms now, tomography for detection of cancer. And then Dr. Wolf, remember Dr. Wolf from the Quest for the Cure is the first one. I'm going to interview him again. He's flying down to L.A. And then while I'm up there at the EMORG Gala, I'm going to interview Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about vaccines and cancer.
Excellent, excellent. And have you made your tux out of duct tape yet? Are you ready?
I have not made my tux out of duct tape yet, but you can make anything out of duct tape and staples, so I'm going to work on it.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, of course, at the very least. You know, also, Marlon Glennon family, if you're going to be in Detroit, hopefully you can hook up with them. They're just such a wonderful group. We love to see them.
I am going to. I contacted Marlon recently, and he's going to, I don't know if it's him or him and the family, but they're going to meet the night that we go up there to Detroit, the night before the interview with Dr. Brownstein. I'm going to grab a bite to eat with him. We might eat at Jason's Deli again, which is where we typically eat.
Okay, excellent. Beautiful. Well, that's great news. Hey, we got a comment question of the day coming through, and they're referencing the truth about cancer as well. This woman, Christina, has been in self-study and nutrition for many years, and she realized early on that the medical industry was dangerous. She says her girls are both adults now, and she's now looking to spread the truth in any way that she can. She says this, I quote, I'm trying to get some type of accreditation so I can start consulting. I have a few ideas for starting a business, but feel I need some type of title to get noticed. Is there a school or online program you would recommend? My funds are limited since recently divorcing. I have honest intentions and great worth ethics. I just live in an area that is in great need of advanced medicine, but extremely conventional when it comes to medicine. For the past 10 years, she studied alternative cancer treatments as well, and she's got The Truth About Cancer transcripts and DVDs. Woo-hoo! I got mine, too. And So, anyway, she's asking about that. I want to say I would recommend the Trinity School of Natural Health correspondence at your own pace, and our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, who went through the naturopathy program there, she's doing great work, and she's so grounded in great information that I would say that would be the way to go. And if you need to reach out to Roseanne or whatever, let us know, we can connect you, and I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to you about the program. So yeah, check out the Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, I believe it is. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, and if that be what our best B say, that be what TMB say.
that's good for now. All right, we'll stamp it out. Real quick, did you see that water article, the Natural News Forensic Seed Lab?
Yeah, Mike tested 12 popular water filters to see if they get rid of the heavy metals and the radioactive isotopes. And did he come to a conclusion? The article that I read, he tested a bunch of gravity filters, but I didn't see which one was the best.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny because we were reading about it, and he said there were two he could recommend, and one of them was this thing called Zero Water, which you can get online everywhere, but it's going to sell out now. And interestingly enough, when you go to the Zero Water page, they're asked, do you pull out radioactive materials? And they said, we think we do, but we don't know because no one will test it for us. Well, guess what? The health ranger tested it and found it does indeed remove radioactive cesium and uranium. So Zero Water is going to sell out if you want a gravity fed. Anyway, we'll talk more on the other side of this break. We got another question of the day. Why are they attacking Rob Schneider, a good friend of Robin Williams? Also, did Mexico really ban GMOs? We'll be back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm having a great time with my good friend TMB, RSB. Go get Unlock the Power to Heal. Make a smile even bigger, and we'll sign it for you if we see you at some event somewhere. By the way, we do have an event coming up the 14th of September. Liam Sheff and I will be with Paul Bertero with Echo Water, and we'll be in South Florida at Raw Oasis the 14th. That's, I believe, a Sunday in September, the 14th of September. So South Florida, look out. Wild and crazy. Only thing we'll be missing is you, TMB.
Oh, yeah, that'll be too bad. I won't be able to be with you guys. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll have a good time at that one. And the other upcoming events will be together. We'll keep everybody informed. But, hey, our friend Rob Schneider, who we've had on this program before, He's been very outspoken talking about parental rights. He's a dad, and about the dangers of vaccines and standing up to big bullies in government and corporations when they're trying to mandate these vaccines. He went on the record and tweeted out after his friend Robin Williams died a few days later, and he actually acknowledged the likely role of pharmaceutical drugs, particularly the Parkinson's drug that he may have been on, having as one of its listed side effects in the drug insert, suicide. And add that to the SSRIs and anti-anxieties, this was, as I've called it, a doctor-assisted suicide.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster with the anti-depression, anti-anxiety, and the Parkinson's, all of which have been shown to have suicide as a potential side effect or suicidal tendencies. Then you,
right.
you put the three together, and it reminds me of in The Quest for the Cures, Casey Krejci. You were there down at Casey's house in Orlando, and he mentioned that you ask any pharmaceutical company, you ask the FDA, they can't answer this question yes. And the question is, have you ever done studies to determine the effects of the interactions of these drugs when taken together? And so you look at one drug, anti-anxiety, suicidal tendencies. Anti-depression, suicidal tendencies. Parkinson's, even worse. You put them all together, man, that is a recipe for disaster. And they have never studied to see what the combination of those three or six or however many drugs he was taking could have been. I think Rob Schneider's dead on.
Yeah. And you know, that they're attacking him is indicative of their nervousness on this issue. I mean, if you look at, I'm just trying to think about it. Why would they come out against a friend of Robin Williams for acknowledging what? What did he acknowledge? What is in the inserts of those drugs?
But no, go
ahead.
Here's the problem. The CDC, the World Health Organization, UNESCO, they think we're too stupid to be able to read the inserts on vaccines, on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. They have this elitist attitude that only they should be able to read. When we actually read the package insert, which Schneider's done, then you can come to some pretty logical conclusions that they don't like.
Right, but I think I covered Super Don. Did we cover this yesterday? A doctor who initially was, you know, a pro-vaccine doctor, and then found out there were some effects that were happening to him, or was it about a drug? I can't remember. And he had failed to ever read the insert, and so he would poo-poo the patients that said, hey, I'm feeling, oh, it's a statin drug story. That's it. Now I got him remembered.
He had been prescribing statins, and then he got diagnosed statins by his doctor, and he was on statins for over 6 months, and he, like, you know, was noticing he was getting weak, that he wasn't able to exercise, and then he had some kind of back problem where he ended up going to the doctor, and they took x-rays and blood work and MRIs, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And then at that point, he was like, maybe I ought to read the insert on these statins that I'm taking. And he read the insert and suddenly went, oh, I get it now. These statins are screwing me up.
Right. Okay. Super Don, Ty can't hear you, so I just want to reiterate.
I got it now. I just got passed back in. All I heard was dead air.
Oh, no worries. You're here. But, thank you for the reminder. Exactly. That this doctor, you know, would dismiss his patients who told him all of these things that he was on, you know, saying that all those side effects aren't really real. It happened to him. Suddenly he wakes up. And then they're complaining about Rob Schneider. What is Rob Schneider doing? He's warning other people. Hey, read the inserts. It's right there. Your doctor isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's this ignorance. There's so many doctors out there, people that are involved with these things that are just ignorant. They're ignorant of the danger of the vaccines. They're ignorant of the danger of these legal prescription drugs. But they're so adamant that their position is right that they will defend it to the death, even though they haven't done the research. It reminds me of one of my friends at the time, back when we learned about 9/11, and we talked about the buildings and how the buildings just don't fall at free fall speed. And I started going into the physics of how the official story is a physical impossibility based on the laws of physics. And I said, so what do you know about 9/11? A lot. Yeah, I've researched a lot. I go, okay, well, how many buildings fell in New York City? And his answer was a lot.
Okay.
He didn't even know the number, but he was ready to shoot down anything that dared to defy the official story or ask questions.
Right, right. Well, and I'm coming back to the Robin Williams thing and Rob Schneider commenting on it. David Letterman went on and, you know, was a friend of Robin Williams and was sad about it, obviously. And at the end, what was astonishing is that he said he had no idea that Robin Williams was suffering. Now, granted, David Letterman is not a doctor. He's had through open heart surgery, so he's probably on statin drugs and who knows what else. He relies on doctors. But if you want to be a good friend to someone, you sit with them, find out what drugs they're on, if they're willing to talk, if they're really a good friend, and then say, let's go through the long litany of potential side effects here, and let's see if you're suffering from any of these. Because as you said, they never test one drug with another. It's only on its own. So when you're on three or four or five or whatever Robin Williams was on, who knows if it was quadruple or quintupled the risk for suicide that he ended up doing this, because some said he wasn't suicidal. How did this happen? And the drugs removed the governor on that behavior.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you say maybe three, four times. It's possible when you look at the synergy of drugs. You know, Dr. Buttar talks a lot about this, the synergy of toxic heavy metals. Mm-hmm. In vaccines. And he says, okay, so mercury's toxic at this amount, the fluoride's toxic at this amount, aluminum's toxic at this. When you put them all together, you've got a combination that's not three times more toxic than the three separately. It's 300 times more toxic. And so it's very possible that we could have the same thing with these drugs that have suicidal tendencies as possible side effects.
All right. Well, stand by. We've got another listener question, and it's coming in right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got another question of the day. And RSVTMB, hey, is sovereign silver okay to take while pregnant? Well, that's an easy one to answer. It's a trace element, and it's in microgram doses. It's almost homeopathic doses. I have no problem. My wife took it during pregnancy. And we do not have blue children. They're just fine and healthy. They've not been vaccinated, nor have they ever once resorted to an antibiotic. So that was an easy question and answer.
That was an easy one. And not to deal with pregnancy, but just with the children. Mm-hmm. You know, we give it to our children, too, quite often. We try to on a daily basis, you know, half or a whole dropper full of the sovereign silver. And we've been actually doing silver for a long time, just sovereign silver, which I believe now to be the best. But we've been doing this for years and years, and yeah, we don't have any blue kids either.
Exactly. And you know about this, you know, raising children this way. If you go, let's say, a manufacturer, again, Ty and I don't sell any products other than we now have books, but we don't sell the products. Now, if we did, we couldn't tell you what I just said, because what happens is that there's such a liability. The FDA is watching. The FTC is watching. And the moment you could say something is good for something, like, you know, Dr. Bronner's coconut oil, good for low or raising HDL, which is good for your heart, the FDA sends you a letter, or worse. So in this case, that's why, you know, people have said, why do you sell products? I'm like, dude, I mean, I do not want to be muzzled. I cannot be restricted in my freedom of speech.
Right, and that's exactly where the muzzling takes place, is when you begin to mix the truth with products. And the FDA does not like you telling the truth about natural products. You can talk about drugs all you want, but just not natural things.
Yeah, Rebecca, thanks for the question. She says that in the winter she's taking extra vitamin C and D3 along with the silver. As I said, you don't need a lot of silver. That's the thing. You're not overdosing. You're really giving micrograms, almost homeopathic dosages. And in these kids, they respond immediately, very quickly. And again, I've raised two children this way, so I speak personal experience here, and so does TMB. So great question. Appreciate that. Keep them coming. You can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. And leave a message there, and we'll get to you. Now, TMB, Mexico, did they really ban Monsanto from planting GMO soybeans, or is this just a rumor?
Well, I mean, apparently that's what the article appears to say. It's you know, on naturalnews.com, which is a pretty credible website. I'm not surprised, though. I mean, it seems almost ironic, oxymoronic, I guess maybe is a better term, that Mexico would ban soybeans, because we think of Mexico as being this third world country, and you know, it's all dirty living down there and dirty people and blah blah blah. That's kind of the perception you have of Mexico, but apparently it's not everything is as it seems, because The story I've told you before was down here at this HEB little grocery store here outside of San Antonio where we go to get our produce.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a man a few months ago, maybe 6 months, 8 months now, talking to his wife, actually. She was looking for some non-GMO yogurt, and so I was in the yogurt aisle, of course, talking to her about the dangers of GMOs, and her husband, standing over to the side, began to nod his head, and he said, "You're right about the GMOs. They're really bad for you," and he was an executive at Busch Beer in Houston, and they had two different batches of beer, one for the United States and one from Mexico, and the ones that they'd shipped to Mexico, they would not take any GMO corn in their beer. So this is right in line with that.
Incredible. So
they send all the GMO soy and the corn to us.
Yeah, I know. See, the thing is, it's the stupid Americans. Can I say that? I'm an American, and I was raised in this level of ignorance. And again, the first 18, 19 years of my life, completely medically grown or raised. A few years of transition before I found homeopathic medicine, organic food supplementation, changed my life around. And so I can say stupid Americans. The stupid Americans are not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so I can say that, so I'm not offending anybody, I don't believe.
That's right.
But in this case, if you're willing to learn and able to learn, you're no longer stupid. And this is where we are at this point in speaking out, like Rob Snyder did. He's like, listen, I believe we're intelligent enough to read the inserts and communicate what's in those inserts to warn others so that what happened to Robin Williams doesn't happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know it's kind of hidden in plain sight, isn't it? The inserts in the actual drug inserts, the vaccine inserts, they're right there for us to read, but we just don't. They hide it right in plain sight, and they assume that we are going to be so ignorant and so docile that we won't even bother to read it.
Well, we not only read it, we blast it out to the world through Natural News Radio, our syndicator, GCN, of course, UK Health Radio across the pond, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, now Epic Times as well. Jerry Doyle is bringing it on, and we've got the United States and world of health talk radio rocking around the world and around the clock. TMB, RSV, back for a moment of duh. You'll never guess what bad eating does.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super foods, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, RSB TMB here, wrapping it up with Super Don as well. Glad to be here each and every week with you, TMB, and you know, trying to make things simple. Very complex, abstract concepts sometimes. We got to simplify them, do we not?
Yes, we do. Not we do, actually. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And yeah, like that GMO issue. I'm like, I wonder if eating genetically modified food is good for us or bad for us. I wonder if eating Twinkies is good for us and bad for us. And, you know, when we're not certain about things that are patently obvious, we go into the scientific journals. Yeah, you know what that means. It's time for today's
Moment of Dough.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dough brought to you by Phenotypes Are Us. What did I just say? TMB, what did I just say? Help us out here. What is this?
I don't know what you said, and we don't know what they say in these medical journals, so they can develop a study, and they can determine that eating bad food is bad for you, and they can publish it in a medical journal like it's a big deal. That's exactly what they did. The title of the study was, Does Overall Diet in Midlife Predict Future Aging Phenotypes? Which you got to freaking get out of thesaurus to learn what you just read. But in the end, once you read through the abstract, the background, the methods, the results, and finally the conclusion, you determine that the conclusion is eating bad food is bad for you.
Wait. Super Don, I need confirmation of this because Ty was using some big words like phenotypes, and I need my producer to help me out.
I will concur that I actually ended up going to a thesaurus and a dictionary in Wikipedia to decipher this title here.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that is the conclusion, that if you eat crappy food in midlife, it's going to make you sick later. And you know the funny thing is, it took 11 people that are all part of this study. 11 PhDs to figure this out.
Yeah, yeah. How many PhDs does it take to screw in a light bulb? It's one of those.
I think they need more than a light bulb here. They need some marbles upstairs.
One of the doctors that was part of this, his last name is Batty. That kind of
he's
fits.
Batty, yes. That's appropriate.
Batty.
And I think the light bulb they screwed in, they broke and it contained mercury. Because they really went hog wild on this crazy story that says, don't eat bad food, it's bad for you. Well, you know what's good for you? The truth about cancer. The series TMB put together is so extraordinary, and part two is going to be coming out in the fall. And you got to explain to me, you were telling me you're going to have a donation check for a charity. I mean, actually a good charity, not like to the ALS Society that will never find a cure for ALS. What is going on with this charity thing?
Right. So we agreed for the truth about cancer that we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds of every sale to the Independent Cancer Research Foundation, which is the charity that Webster Kerr and some other guys that you probably wouldn't recognize, but Webster Kerr you would recognize. He's the cancertutor.com guy. He's got the most visited cancer website in the world, Alternative Cancer. So he's on the board there, and that's kind of the charity where they're researching natural cancer treatments. They're doing real research. And so we were able to donate a check to them this coming Friday in Austin. It's a little over $13,000 we're donating to the ICRF.
Oh man, that is so awesome.
And you know, so they're gonna be able to buy equipment, they're producing Rife machines for people to use for free. They're doing a lot of stuff to help cancer patients that need treatment. So we're donating it's a big check to them, and Mike Adams is gonna be up there, and we're gonna fly in Reggie with Better Way Health.
Oh, awesome.
And you know, one of our sponsors here with the Beta-1,3-D-Glucan, he's on the board there. And then Gary Teal, another man that's on the board of the ICRF. So we're going to fly him in. We got this huge 2-foot by 3-foot check, like a publisher's clearinghouse type check, that we're going to present to him and take pictures and video and all that good stuff. It's going to be real cool, like a check presentation ceremony.
Well, thank you to everyone who purchased the Truth About Cancer series and got the DVDs and transcript books. If you didn't get them, they will go back on sale in the fall when the next episodes come out. Is that correct?
We've got about probably 1,000 left, maybe.
Okay.
1,000 sets of DVDs left from the first run that we will sell. Okay. And then we're going to be coming out, we're going to be selling at a discount, because we're going to be coming out with The Truth About Cancer, The Quest for the Cures Continues.
Right.
From October 14th to the 23rd. It's going to be an 11-day series now with much more content. And so then we'll be airing that live those 11 days on the internet like we did with the first one.
Dude, look forward to it. Plug it in. TMB doing great work. And so those of you worried about all those dumping water on your head things, we're doing it right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and with Ty Bollinger, giving the good stuff to the good folks that deserve it, that are doing great work. Well, we're out of time. I don't hear the music, but I know we're out of time. So another great Outside the Box Wednesday, because the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
Yes.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.